It's
so Fisher, 1 for 3 here this afternoon. And Whitcamp will deliver in as Fisher pops it up backside. And it goes just above the press box here. And rolls backwards. One down. No balls to strike. 0-1 count. Whitcamp with two runners on, delivers in, and a swing and a ball driven out in the left center field. Rounding third, heading for home is Brown. One run will score. Taylor will stand up at third. Fisher gets to second, and the Mallards extend their lead 7-1 here in the top of the seventh. Up to 11 hits. Whitcamp has struggled here on the mound. On 16 pitches, he's given up 3 hits, 2 runs. And 2 of those came earned. So out of Salisbury, a 6'4 right-hander. We'll deliver in the first offering on Jackson Tucker. One ball, no strikes, one down. Whitcamp fires, and a swing and a shallow ball that drops into center field. Getting home is Taylor. And, well, once again, the Mallards add to their lead. They're up 8-1. Up to 12 hits as a team. Whitcamp really struggling, and the bats have just been flowing. One down, Jake Holcroft. Here in the top of the order. So Tucker will take second, a throw from Haligzo, and he gets over to Rivera, who grabs it in front of the bag. So Tucker will take second with ease. Has Cal Fisher at third. So one down, 2 runners in scoring position. Mallards have absolutely come in here and dominated the rafters. Up 8-1 right now. Whitcamp serves in, and a swing and a line drive into Bobo, who lifts out under it, tagging home, and the play at the plate. Fisher gets there, and a tag from Haligzo, and he gets him. What a play from Bobo over to Haligzo. Fisher gets out running at home, but the Mallards get 3 runs. They lead 8-1. We head to the bottom of the seventh.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh, and a new arm for the Madison Mallards. Cameron Klein's getting some work at a State College of Florida in Sarasota. Nine games appeared in with a 2-1 record, 15 and two-third innings of work, allowing 17 hits, 14 runs, and 12 strikeouts. A 6.32 ERA from Lake Worth, Florida. He's picked up the win against Kenosha and Kalamazoo. He lost against Lakeshore back on June the 2nd. So getting some work, Cameron Klein's the rising junior. And Garrett Broussard leads off. Broussard 0-1. He walked and struck out looking. So Klein's the right-hander, delivers in right down the plate for a strike. Mallards in full control in this game. They've out-hit the Raptors 12-1. And frankly, just outplayed them on both sides of the ball. As Klein's throws way high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bottom seven. Klein's the right-hander. Lifts high, and he fires on Broussard. Up and high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Madison in total control of this game. They have just really come in here and hurt the Raptors as Broussard fouls it on the right side. You felt after last night's game and what would be a game for them to come back and just to bounce back, feel good type of game against a struggling Madison team that's lost six straight. But today they have completely shifted on the other side of the coin. Madison has looked unbelievable. The Raptors have looked not their best. I'll put it that way. The 2-2, and Broussard fouls it off his left ankle and pulls foul, and he's hobbling. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, but... And then you found also the Raptors when they were in the bottom of the second. It was a one-run RBI single from Conniff that allowed Didowick to get home. So it's like, okay, they're in front. But then it's just been the pitching. You know, you look at that. They've given up 12 hits as the fifth offering comes down low for a ball, full count. So, you know, they give up a run and then just Ryan Sprock hits a three-run shot. Owen Jackson hits a home run. And then it's like, that was two pitches. I mean... The 3-2 found on the inside, Broussard staying alive. So Sprock just belts a ball to left center. Owen Jackson lashes the ball out to right field. And then from there, well, it's like, okay, now they're down 4-1. We've seen this team come back, but, you know, since then it's just been questionable pitching. And then Cal Fisher hits a bomb in the sixth. A swing and a ball flied out into right field. And making the grab in time is the second baseman who backtracks it, Hamilton, one down. So the left fielder, Harrison Didowick, who was responsible for the only run of the game for the Raptors. He also made an excellent sliding catch earlier in this game to retire the side. He's got on base off of a fielder's choice, and he flew out to second. And the first pitch comes in on a curve inside of the zone for a strike. 0-1. He's slow-moving curve at 81. No balls a strike, one down. Swing and a miss. One after that on the left edge was Didowick. Down in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. Taking a deep breath, firing his Klein's and goes low of the ankle. In four ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Didowick went 2-for-5 in the College World Series. And that ball bounces low. He's a guy that played for the Vermont Lake Monsters in the Future Collegiate Baseball League. Played in 40 games last summer. Their team reached a championship game. So here this summer in the Northwoods League, he was a class region a first team and first team all Tidewater selection his senior year at Western Branch High School from Chesapeake, Virginia. Sees the 2-2 and he belts it out right side, but it pulls away, drifting outside towards the kid zone down there. Two balls, two strikes. So Didowick is staying alive here. He was a guy that had 53 games played for the Virginia Cavaliers in the ACC, 159 at-bats, 40 hits and 34 RBIs, batted a 252, and sees the 2-2, bounces in the dirt. In for ball three. He had a game against Mount St. Mary's earlier this season for Virginia, where he had two stolen bases, three runs scored, and four putouts. So he's had some big games for Virginia and was a big part of their team in their run of the College World Series. The 3-2 finds the left edge of the zone. Strike three. Ditto was taking his way over to first, but the pitcher Cameron Kleins had other plans. So this brings up Jorge Degatti. So Degatti walked and flew out to right. Cameron Kleins, 14 pitches and a strikeout. And Degatti at the University of Indiana bounces a ball in the dirt. It's Kleins in for a ball, 1-0. Bottom seven, a long game for the Rafters, in which a lot of fans showed up for this 4th of July game. And the 1-0 comes down low, and it just really hasn't gone the way of the Rafters. 2-0, two down. Degatti, 0-for-1. He's been able to get on base once with a walk. And the 2-0 comes in inside. Degatti backs away, sees the third ball. Rafters have been out hit 12-1. The 3-0 from Kleins, right down the pipe for a strike. A 3-1 count with two down. Looking in again, he'll come set, he'll fire, bounce in the dirt, goes outside of the glove of Brown, and Degatti will take first for his second walk of the afternoon. And Chris Conniff, a one-run RBI single. He's responsible for the only hit of the day. He also flew out to left. So he's 1-for-2. Batted a 250, 21 hits, and 13 RBIs this season. So Kleins will stand on the mound on the first base side. Degatti at first. Fire in, and a swing and a ground ball that goes past the shortstop, Fisher. And the second hit of the game for Conniff. So the second hit for Chris Conniff, the second hit for the Rafters. So he's been a bright spot. Hogan Haligzo struck out swinging, struck out looking. Really struggled at the plate, the catcher. Kleins will look. Two runners on for the Rafters here, bottom seven. He'll deliver and skim the right part of the zone. In for a strike, going one. Fastball at 93. Hogan Haligzo, the catcher. 0-1 count. A step and fire and a curve right down the plate for a strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Conniff at first. At second is Degatti. Two or three hits. Well, 2-for-3 today is Conniff. He's gotten two hits. One ball, two strikes. Bottom seven. Looking in is Kleins. He'll deliver outside, and that ball bounces away towards the backtrack and advancing the runners. Conniff to second, Degatti to third. Two runners in scoring position now. Okay, A 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Klein's looking to record his second strikeout of the afternoon. He's nearing his 25th pitch. He's allowed a hit and a walk. Haligzo for two. He struck out swinging and looking. Looking in and firing, and Haligzo fouls it backside, staying alive. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Klein shakes it off. Hill comes set. Raptors have been out hit 12-2. Looking for their third hit. The 2-2 jammed out right side and fouled away. So once again, a 2-2 count. Perhaps some runs can be brought in to cut this deficit. Bottom seven. Klein's takes a deep breath, steps high on the leg, and fires, but pulled away. Once again on the back track, 2-2. So Haligzo staying alive, working this count, not going away so easily. Two balls, two strikes. Two down, and Klein's fires. And once again, another foul ball on the right field side. So Hogan Haligzo just looking to keep this in play. 2-2 count. Klein's nearing his 29th pitch this inning. He'll come set. Fire the 2-2 inside. And it goes at the right knee for a ball. 3-2. So the Raptors on the verge of loading the bases here in the bottom of the seventh. Haligzo batting in the nine hole. The reliable catcher behind the plate. The 3-2 comes in. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Klein's retired aside. We head to the top of the eighth. Raptors still trail 8-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our Paralyzed Veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So, top of the eighth, and a new arm for the Raptors, making his first appearance for Wisconsin Rapids, Bryson Parrish at the University of North Alabama, teammates with Levi Jensen from Florence, Alabama. He had 11 and two-thirds innings pitched with North Alabama this season. He gave up 21 hits, 19 runs, and had a 13.8 ERA, but he had 11 walks as well, and he accumulated six strikeouts. So making his first appearance is Bryson Parrish. So Parrish, a guy looking to start off on the right foot. Stands at 6'5", the right-hander, heading into his senior season. He'll face Davis Hamilton to lead off here in the top of the eighth. Parrish will fire on his first offering, and he finds the strike zone. 0-1. Rafters trail 8-1. They've been out hit 12-2. And Parrish lifts high and fires. Foul tipped on the backside. 0-2. So Parrish from way down south in the state of Alabama. The 0-2 and drifts away on the left part of the plate. But it comes outside for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch down low into the dirt. 2-2. Davis Hamilton, who had a double last time up. He was hit by a pitch. He flew out to center. And he swings and lines a ball into a bounce before Bobo can get to it. And a base hit for Hamilton. And that leads things off here in the top of the eighth. So, a great start from Hamilton, and not the best of starts from Parrish. Ryan Sprock, who was responsible for a three-run shot to left center field, he fires Parrish, and outside of the zone, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Parrish will look. He'll step and serve way out low. And it comes in for a ball once again. So a base hit from Hamilton. Back-to-back hits for him. And Ryan Sprock sees a 2-0. Hits a hard ground ball over to third to Gotti. Throws it at second to Conniff. The throwback to first to Gervich. A 5-4-3 double play. And so that was perfectly executed from this Raptors infield, their first double play of the day. That's two down. So this brings up Owen Jackson, who hit a home run last time, two home runs today. And the first pitch comes in. No balls, a strike, two down. 0-1 count, two down. And the 0-1 left side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Owen Jackson, 2-for-4, two home runs. And he misses low. Sees a 1-2, top of the eighth. Raptors have just not had the bats going. They've not had the pitching as well. Parrish sees it and serves in the 1-2. Low of the zone, comes in for a ball, 2-2. A 2-2 delivery home. And in for a ball, low of the zone. So a full count with two down. Parrish sets and delivers the payoff. A swing and a pop-up, and it's drifting away in left center. And a lazy fly ball comes in to Harrison Didowick for the third out. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Raptors trail 8-1. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, as we return to the top of the order, Ty Johnson will lead off. So Rafters have been scoreless for five straight innings. They got a run in the second. So Johnson 0 for 2 with a walk. He'll lead off as Cameron Klein's back on the mound. He'll step in, deliver. And it comes low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Klein's fires and sweeps it low with a zone. Two balls, no strikes. Rafters have been out hit 13-2. So it hasn't been a great start here on the second half of the season. And the 2-0 pulls away, 3-0. So three straight balls. Ty Johnson, 35 hits, and he sees the fourth ball. He'll take first. So a leadoff walk for Johnson, and this brings up David Rivera, who's grounded out to the pitcher, grounded out to third, and he struck out swinging. So he's 0 for 3. So the newly acquired Rafter out of Long Beach, California, hasn't had his best start. And that all could change as he swings and hits a hard ground ball over to Fisher at second. Underhands it, throws it over one more to first, and a double play for the Mallards. So Fisher just does his job, underhands it to Hamilton at second, and throws it over to Owen Jackson. And Brendan Bobo will step in. So Bobo struck out swinging, and he flew out to left. Two down, Klein's fires, and Bobo swings and misses. 0-1. So 0-3, Brendan Bobo. And the second offering outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. And Bobo misses in low on a curveball. 1-2, so down in the count. On the verge of striking out three times today. So the right fielder hasn't had one of his best days. And the 1-2 from Klein's pulls away and just goes low at the zone. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Klein's will come set. He'll step in. Fire, swing, and a miss. Strike three. That's the third time Bobo has struck out swinging. We head to the top of the ninth inning as the Mallards in full control. They lead 8-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth inning, as a new arm and a new Rafter, Jack Bachmore, has appeared in 29 appearances out of the University of Lynchburg from Alexandria, Virginia. So the left-hander, even in the count 1-1, so wearing number 48, Bachmore, a senior, appeared in 29 games for Lynchburg. Two games started. He had a 9-1 record with 13 saves, so he was a reliever. 81 innings of work, allowing 64 hits, 24 runs, and 98 strikeouts. So he had an unbelievable season. A guy with a career 2.8 ERA for Lynchburg. As a pitch lifted out left side and pulled away. Isaiah Jackson, even in the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jack lifts high, fires in, and a swing and a drop third strike from Haligzo. Runs out in the infield, throws it on over to first, in for the first out. So two away, this brings up Canyon Brown, who's grounded out to the pitcher, got a base hit, struck out swinging, and walked. So he's 1-for-3. Brown from North Carolina A&T. Bachmore fires and finds the strike zone. He's got a quick fastball. 0-1. He'll look in. The left-hander delivers up high. In 4 years at Lynchburg, he's at 211 strikeouts. The most he had was this year with 98. So a 2.44 ERA. And a swing and a ground ball that lifts out left side and pulls away. 2-2. So Bachmore, another Virginia native. That's the third on this team. And the 2-2 comes in right down the plate for a strike. Strike number 3. And the first strikeout of Bachmore. His career at the Rafters is starting off nicely. Two straight outs. And looking to retire the side as Keenan Taylor, who got a base hit last time up, 1-for-4 with a run. So Bachmore looks, and the left-hander fires and swing and a miss. Strike 1. Right down the plate on a fastball at 86. And the 0-1 again, he goes quick and up and high and away, 1-1. He works quick on the mound. He does not take that much time to deliver in the pitches. He pushes the zone. And the 1-1 up and high on the right side, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Bachmore checks and fires, swing and a miss, 2-2. So already with one strikeout. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 up and high outside. Those two strikeouts for Bachmore, looking to make it 3. The count runs full, 3-2, 2 down, and a ball ripped out right side, pulled on the right field line for a foul. Keenan Taylor and the University of Purdue, a swing and a ball lifted out right center field, drops before Bobo can get to it, and a base hit. excuse me, Purdue University, not University of Purdue. A Boilermaker gets on base and drifts the ball into right field. So Cal Fisher hit a home run. Bachmore gives up a hit, but he has two down here in the top of the ninth. Mallard's up to 14 hits. A swing and a shallow, lazy fly ball that goes into Rivera, the shortstop, for the third out. So Bachmore, two strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the ninth inning, another pitching change in store for the Mallards. Brock Blatter, four games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 4 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 2 hits, 5 strikeouts. So back on June the 30th, he appeared against the Rafters. He gave up a hit and 3 strikeouts. So the rising sophomore at the University of Alabama and a Billings, Montana native. So plays for the Crimson Tide. Rising sophomore. Jack Gervich will lead off. Rafters trail 8-1. Perhaps a big inning. They're going to need their biggest of the season here. They've been out hit 14-2. Blatter fires and a miss inside for Gervich. He's down on the count 0-1. He's 0-2 with a walk. And Blatter fires in on a slow-moving curve that goes right down the pipe. In four strike 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Blatter up and outside for a ball. 1-2. So, Mallards have really just come in here to Witterfield and got their second win in total against the Rafters. As Gervich tips it into the glove of Brown for the third out, for the third strike, excuse me. So, getting down is Gervich and Garrett Broussard. We'll step in. Gervich strikes out. Broussard with a walk, a strikeout today. He's 0-2. One down. Looking in his bladder. He'll step on a slow-moving curve right down the plate once again. It grazes the right edge. He's ahead in the count 0-1. Mallard's two away from sealing this one. And the 0-1, a swing and a hard hit ground ball that bounces over the head of Taylor, rolls into left field, and Garrett Broussard with a base hit. That's a third of the game for the Rafters, the first for Broussard. Conniff responsible for 2 of the 3 hits. Harrison Didowick, who's 0-3, the only rafter to cross home plate, struck out as well. So the tall left-hander stands at 6'4". Broussard at first. And Blatter serves low at the zone, 1-0. 1-0 count. One down. Blatter will step high and deliver the throw from Brown. The tag from Jackson late at first. And Broussard dives head first. 2-0 count, one down. Blatter will look in. He'll look over at first. Regather himself. And swing and a miss for Didowick. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. One down. Didowick has struggled here this afternoon. Was able to cross home plate because it was a one-run RBI single from Conniff. He got on base from that, from a fielder's choice, which Broussard got thrown out at second. 3-1 count. Blatter fires, and Didowick pulls it backside. The count is full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one down. Blatter will look in. He'll deliver in, and Didowick just skims it on the inside of his bat, and it pulls behind home plate. Once again, it's a full count. Harrison Didowick. Two hits on the season for him, three runs, and Blatter fires a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Broussard stands up at second. Didowick gets to first, and a base hit for the Virginia Cavalier. So now back-to-back hits for the Rafters. They're up to four hits now. And Jorge Degatti, who got walked last time, the third baseman, perhaps he can get going. He led the team in batting average for a bit. Down to a 288, five RBIs. 15 hits. So Didowick at first, Broussard at second. And the pitch comes in low outside, 1-0. Mallard's two away, looking to take game one of this series after they were swept back on June the 30th and July 1st. The 1-0 down low goes through the legs of Brown. Runners advance to second and third. Didowick to second. Broussard to third. Once again, the Rafters, they have an opportunity here. There's one down, and they're going to need runs batted in. They need seven runs. So Blatter rifles it in, but it goes a bit high, so 3-0. So on the verge of walking, this batter, which would allow Degatti to get to first and put the bases fully loaded, the 3-0, and finds the right part of the zone just on the inside edge, 3-1. Had a fastball at 90. So Brock Blatter, in his second appearance against the Rafters, three balls a strike. And look. And delivered. Degatti has to back away for ball number four. He'll take first. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the ninth. Only one down. And this brings up somebody who's responsible for two of the four hits, Chris Conniff. He's been a bright spot, and perhaps they need him here. Degatti at first. At second is Didowick. And at third is the Utah Valley product, Garrett Broussard. The infield a little bit shifted in. Keenan Taylor onto the grass part. The double play is in play right now as the first pitch comes in, but low. And Kenyon Brown, the catcher, having a word with his pitcher right now. And Conniff, well, they could use him once again. They could use his services. So Degatti was walked. It was a base hit from Broussard and Didowick. Raptors trail 8-1. Madison in full control of this game. But right now they face a little bit of an issue. Depending on these next two batters are going to be big. One down, 1-0 count. The step to throw from Blatter. And lower the zone, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down, bottom nine. Raptors, two hits this inning. They've been out hit 14-4, and the 2-0 comes in. And left of the zone for ball three. So a 3-0 count now. If Conniff gets walked, Broussard will get home. Three balls, no strikes, one down. Blatter lifts his leg high and fires up and away for Conniff to take ball number four. That brings a run home in Broussard. And now it's 8-2. So Degatti to second, Didowick to third. Hogan Aligzo. 0-3 with three strikeouts. As manager coming down with Blatter. Gonna have a word with him. Look, they've only given up a run. It's 8-2. The Raptors, if they can get a big hit here, the key is if they get a big hit, goes to deep left field, right field, wherever, just deep in the outfield, runs will get home, and that really puts the pressure on Madison because they look at it right now. They only have one out, but they're two away, and the double play is there. So any ground ball, the double play chances surely could be made. So Blatter will look in bottom nine. Hogan Aligzo has really struggled at the plate. He struck out all three times. Perhaps his time is now. And the first offering from Blatter, right above the zone, but just paints the inside. So swung on, it was a miss, 0-1. One down. Blatter comes set, fires the 0-1. He's swinging a ball into left field, and that drops before Holcroft can get to it. 1-1, and Didowick scores. And so now it's 8-3. And the base is loaded once again. Aligzo hits a big base hit. And top of the order with Ty Johnson now. And now Donnie Scott calling to his bullpen. And a pitching change in store, surely. So Blatter's day is done. Now it's 8-3. Two runs for the Raptors. And this brings in a new pitcher. This looks to be Rashad Ruff. Out of Coppin State and a rising redshirt senior from Moreno Valley, California. So Ruff will take over the duties. 8 games with an 0-1 record with one save, 10 and a third innings of work, allowing 7 hits and 9 runs with 12 strikeouts. So the right-hander will take over in a jam, which really gives this Raptors team an opportunity. The door is slightly opening. They've been up to 3 hits this inning. It was a big hit from Aligzo. So Aligzo is at first. At second is Conniff, and at third is Degatti. Ty Johnson here in the top of the order. 8-3 now. Only one down. That's the big thing. But I'll tell you, in a game which the Raptors just no life offensively, they've started to find it here in the bottom of the ninth. A couple base hits, and this is putting the pressure on We'll see how Rashad Ruff does, but you hope for the Rafters they can continue the hits. 8-3 is the score. The Rafters have been out hit 14-5, but three hits in this inning. One down. Ruff warming up right now. He's a guy that appeared against the Rafters back on July the 1st. He went an inning and also a strikeout. He also pitched against the Rafters back on June the 4th here in Wisconsin Rapids. He also went an inning, allowed a hit, a run, and a strikeout. One down. Ty Johnson here in the top of the order. Ruff from Coppin State. To the left-hander, Ty Johnson. 0-2 with two walks. Haligzo at first. Conniff stands at second. And at third is Degatti. One down. And Ruff fires just above the zone, and it comes in for a ball. 1-0. He'll look down again on Johnson. Fire the 1-0. Goes behind on a wild pitch, and getting home in time is Degatti, and he bumps into Ruff. It rolls into the infield as Degatti gets hit near his ear. But he'll get home. It's 8-4 now. Three runs for the Rafters here in the bottom of the ninth. So now Haligzo is at second, Conniff at third. A wild pitch, and Johnson is up 8-4. Three runs here in the bottom of the ninth. Here come the Rafters, only one down. Ruff will fire and find the strike zone on the left side. If Johnson can get on here, a tying run would be up. As two balls a strike, and Canyon Brown having a word with his pitcher. 2-1 count. Johnson, a key piece for this team. Leads the team in at-bats. Also hits as well with 35. Two-one count. One down. Here we go. Two runners in scoring position. Rafters already gotten three runs here in the bottom of the ninth. They have made this a ball game. Ruff will fire the 2-1, and it goes on the inside for ball three. 3-1 count. Three balls a strike. Ruff with the ball behind his back. He'll put it in his glove now. Take a step. Fire and foul on the backside. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One down. Haligzo at second. Conniff at third. The count is full. Ruff will come set. He'll look, wind, and rifle it in. And it goes on the inside for Johnson to take first. Ball four. And this brings up David Rivera, who's 0-4 with a strikeout. Tying run at the plate. One down. Here we go. Three runs for the Rafters here in the bottom of the ninth. It was 8-1, now 8-4. So here we go. Ruff will set in. He'll deliver and find the strike zone. 0-1. Johnson at first. Haligzo at second. Conniff at third. Oh, 1. Up and inside and finding the strike zone. So Ruff ahead in the count. 0-2. David Rivera what an opportunity for him if he can. He's 0 for 4, but if he can get a hit on this, this would be a great start for him. The 0-2 and pulls away on a fastball on the right edge. 1-2. Fastball came in at 93. 1-2. Here we go. Ruff comes at again. He'll look in, and the 1-2 in. A swing and a shallow pop-up. Running after it is Hamilton for the second out. So Rivera just a little bit frustrated with himself as he hits it on the inside of the bat. So Brendan Bobo is up 0 for 4 with three strikeouts. Struck out swinging all three times. He flew out to left. So they're going to need Brendan Bobo. They're going to need his best. They're going to need the guy that has hit five home runs, leads a team in home runs, tied for first in RBIs with 20. So Ruff will look. He'll come set on Bobo. Fire in and down low. One oh count. Two down. Ruff will come set. He'll fire and right down the plate. 1-1. 1-1, 2 down. At first is Johnson. At second is Haligzo. At third is Conniff. Perhaps the final out of the afternoon. And a swing and a miss. 1-2. Potentially the final strike. Bobo, who struck out three times, he's not looking to make it four. Ruff will come set. He'll look, wind, and deliver the 1-2, and a ground ball out on the right field side, out of play. They're going to need Bobo's best right now. The tying run at the plate. Rafters already with three runs here in the bottom of the ninth. They've made this game interesting. One, two count. Ruff will step, serve inside on the inside of the bat. And it looks like it hits Bobo's hand. And it does. Bobo will get to first. He's down. Conniff gets home. And he's not looking okay. It looks like that hit is inside of the fingers. And he's really down. Kirk coming out to make sure he's okay, but a run scores. So Conniff gets home. And Bobo being treated by the training staff right now. That ball hit him right in the fingers. Two down. But wow, yeah, so Bobo just hit, and you can't believe that. You know, it was a 1-2 count. Bobo missed twice. And Kirk Schreider with the training staff right now, Josh Nikoloff, the first base coach. And Bobo, he'll look to take first, but it's going to be a pinch runner. So this brings up Jack Gervich. So the tying run at first now, and Logan Hugo to pinch run. So Hugo will take first, and the leading run, the winning run, now at home plate. Jack Gervich is up. Also, the guy that's tied for first with 20 RBIs. 8-5, four runs here in the bottom of the ninth. What would be an all-time epic comeback. And a game which the Rafters have just not had any offense, but it's come alive here in the bottom of the ninth. Three hits, four runs. Ruff fires, Gervich misses up and away for a strike, 0-1. Oh. No balls a strike. Two down. Ruff. He'll set. Fire the 0-1. And it goes low for a ball. So Hugo, the pinch run for Bobo at first. Johnson at second. Haligzo at third. They're going to need a hit from Gervich. They're going to need the four home run. Swing and a miss. Low. 1-2.